Well, this past week was a tough one for sports fans across the globe. Not only was Muhammad Ali laid to rest on Friday, but news broke that same day that Gordie Howe, one of the NHL's greatest players and probably the greatest Detroit Red Wing ever, had also died. Howe was 88 years old. Al Martin, host of WKAR's Current Sports, held two tributes late last week on our airwaves for the two sports heavyweights. Al's here to talk about that, as well as pro baseball dreams for a few MSU Spartans. Good to see you, Al.
How you doing, Mark? And before we move forward, though, I want to tell our listeners we do have breaking news. This news just came through this hour, and a bit of uncanny news, you know, that we're having a discussion about Muhammad Ali and Gordie Howe. Of course, two deaths that happened last week. But breaking news this morning, legendary former Michigan State hockey head coach and athletic director Ron Mason has passed away.
Oh, my goodness.
He was 76 years old. Of course, Mason led the Spartans to the 1986 NCAA National Championship, was the winningest college hockey coach when he retired from coaching in 2002. And, of course, he served as Michigan State's AD from 2002 up until 2007. And he was inducted into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame in 2013. And it has been announced that Tom Onassis, head coach of the Michigan State hockey team right now, he will hold a press conference at Munn Ice Arena at 11 a.m. So some sad local news, Mark. It seems as though every day or every week, I feel like we're losing a legend in the sporting world.
This one really hits close to home. He was a beloved and respected guy that I spoke with many times over the years. So Ron Mason passing away at the age of 76. I imagine you'll be covering this on Current Sports.
Certainly. I plan on being in the house when Tom makes comments at 11, and we hope to have Tom. Going to see if we can get him on Current Sports this afternoon. So, but we did two tribute shows last week, Mark. One for Ali, and of course on Friday, one for Gordie Howe, and now we're looking at a third. I can't believe it. Really can't believe it.
Do we have a cause of death here?
We don't. Now? We don't. Okay. It's a breaking story. So it literally just came through. I saw it about 30 minutes ago. So it's a breaking news story right now. Michigan Hockey Now first reported it, and they're still gathering details.
Okay. Well, let's revisit some of the activity that you had on Current Sports last week to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali and Gordie Howe. Who'd you have on the program?
Well, it was an interesting week. You know, Monday we brought on Ali Easley, who's a head boxing trainer at Crown Boxing in Lansing, Michigan, who was absolutely fantastic. And we brought Ali on really to talk about Ali's effect in the world of boxing, just specifically when it comes to our youth today and how much they know about Ali. So he was a great, great guest and a fitting name, right? Ali Easley, right? Mm-hmm. Also, we had on Rob South, formerly of WKAR, who actually did an interview sync with Muhammad Ali when he was here at WKAR. So he told a very cool story where he got to visit Ali's residence out in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Also, Bob Every, chairman of the Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame and Hall of Fame boxer in his own right. And our very own Scott Pohl. Not only did he join us on Current State that Monday, but I had to bring him on that afternoon to retell that story of meeting Ali at the airport. And on Friday, the tribute show for Gordie Howe, we invited Richard Kincaid, Detroit sports broadcaster and author, and Tom Newton, MSU hockey assistant coach. And if you guys want to check out those two tribute shows, just simply visit WKAR.org.
Where do you think Gordie Howe ranks in terms of the broader hockey landscape?
I think the general consensus when you discuss the impact of Gordie Howe is that he is the best or the second best hockey player of all time. You hear two names when you have this discussion,
great Gretzky,
right?
Sure.
Wayne Gretzky and Gordie Howe. And you know, you look at, you know, Gordie Howe's career, really unbelievable. Now, you know, I'm always big on, you know, this old adage of comparing eras in the world of sports. No one's going to be right when you compare eras. You know what I mean, Mark? You
exactly.
know, if you look at the game was so different back when Howe played than it was for Gretzky. You know, when Howe broke into the NHL back in 1946, there was just, what, the original six teams. That was it. I mean, when Gretzky got into the league, I mean, we're talking about 21-plus teams here. So it's such a different era, but those are the two names you bring up constantly. And I think the old hockey heads would put Howe above Gretzky.
Mm. What are the burial plans here? What is scheduled here for Gordie Howe?
Yeah, so visitation will be open to the public tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Joe, at Joe Louis Arena, you know, honoring Howe's iconic sweater number while allowing fans to pay their respects to Mr. Hockey and the Howe family. The funeral service will take place at 11 a.m. on Wednesday at the Cathedral of the Most Blessed Sacrament. That address is 9844 Woodward Avenue in Detroit. And Howe, it's being stated that Howe will be cremated just as his wife was, Colleen, who passed away back in 2009.
Well, on to more brighter news here. The Major League Baseball draft took place over the weekend. There were a few players taken from the Michigan State team. Who are we talking about here?
Yes, we had four Spartans taken this past weekend in the Major League Baseball draft. We had Cam View. He was taken by Pittsburgh in the sixth round, 195th pick overall. Jordan Zimmermann, he went to the LA Angels, seventh round, 216 overall. Dakota Meeks of the Chicago Cubs, 10th round, 314th overall, and Matt Byers, Minnesota, 24th round, 723rd overall. And I will say this, it's even though they were drafted, doesn't mean they're going straight to the league. They do have until July 15th to decide whether to turn pro this summer or return to Michigan State in the fall.
Which of those four is most MLB ready, would you say?
For me, Mark, I got to go with Cam View. He went 7-4 this past year, had a 2.28 ERA, 77 strikeouts over 87 innings so far for this season, I should say, for the Spartans. And, you know, he's 6'4", 203-pounder. His body is certainly ready for the grit and grime of a long MLB year. And if you look at, you know, View's career, though, a year ago, the Detroit Tigers took him in the 19th round with the 580th pick after his redshirt sophomore season, and he opted to return to school instead of signing, which I thought was a great decision, seeing as though where his draft stock is now in the sixth round. But for me, when you look at those four players, I think Cam View can really make an impact off the bat.
With the players that the team, the Spartans have lost, what kind of success, what level of success do you anticipate for the Spartan baseball team next year?
Well, Jake Boss, you know, Jr., has done a great job with this program. If you look at this team last year, Mark, I mean, they went 12-1 to start the season. That was the best start in program history. They moved the 2016 team past the 1946, 1971, and 1992 clubs that started 11-2 for the best record through 13 games in school history. So when you talk about that kind of a start, coupled with the fact that this is a pretty young team, sky's the limit. And, you know, Jake Boss Jr., he's done a great job ever since he's been at the helm of this squad. So, hey, I expect, you know, success for this team next year. Even though they missed the NCAAs, just missed the NCAAs this past year, the squad is in good hands.
We opened up this segment with some breaking news. It's safe to say it's not that often that we have breaking news here on Current State, but you share that with us. Today will be kind of a grim day here in East Lansing, certainly on the campus of Michigan State, but throughout the state as well, with the passing again of former MSU hockey coach and athletic director Ron Mason at the age of 76. Surprising news. Did you rub shoulders with Ron Mason much here,
you know,
here in Lansing?
I didn't, Mark. You know, when I would see Ron, it was, you know, just from a distance. I never had a one-on-one interaction with him. I know he would come back frequently to Michigan State and visit with the program. And, you know, his influence is directly felt in the athletic program. And here, just in mid-Michigan, he was such a prominent figure here, you know, holding the position of athletic director, not just as head coach, and he had so many accolades. But I really wish I did, Mark. I can't say that, though.
You missed a great interview.
Definitely.
I interviewed him a number of times here over the years, and he was respected, but at the same time, there's a great deal of affection for
you hear
the
that.
Guy.
Very
he
down
was just
to earth is
very
what you hear.
Likable guy.
Yeah.
Well, Al, we want to thank you. More here on the death of Ron Mason, and other sports news coming up with Al Martin's Current Sports coming up 1 p.m. every weekday on AM 870. Don't forget Current Sports TV Thursday night at 10:30 on WKAR TV. Thank you, Al.
Hey, thank you, Mark.